Iraq launched a new radio station this week, broadcasting to people living in Mosul. That's Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, recorded by BBC Monitoring, telling the people of Mosul, "We will celebrate a big victory of Mosul with you soon. We will raise the flag of Iraq in the center of Mosul." Now, the Iraqi flag, if raised, would replace the black flag of ISIS, which has flown, at least figuratively, over Iraq's second largest city since the summer of 2014, after ISIS swept across Iraq and Syria, taking control of large swaths of both, declaring a caliphate. Now, ISIS has lost much of that territory since then. Iraqi troops, aided by the Kurds and U.S. airstrikes, have retaken several cities, including Fallujah and Ramadi. And now, the long-awaited offensive to retake Mosul is expected to begin soon. Phil Ewing is NPR's national security editor. He joins us from Washington. And Phil, how soon do we know? Because we're hearing this drumbeat.
That's a great question. The attack against Mosul has been just around the corner for about 18 months now, and there's been discussion about shaping operations and buildups and troop deployments and so forth for quite a while. This could actually be it. We heard the prime minister talking to the people of Mosul there. There have been other kind of anecdotal indicators that something could be happening soon, but right now we do not have an actual date certain for you to circle on the calendar for when it will begin.
Well, just a quick political question for you, because that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, as you know, has criticized the Obama administration for giving ISIS a heads up, you know, saying we're going to be doing this. Is that a legitimate criticism, or is there a purpose to saying this?
There's a purpose to saying it, and there are two worlds in which the Pentagon and the U.S. operate in terms of these battlefield practices. There's the public world, which is what we hear the president, the secretary of defense, the secretary of state, and other officials talk about, all of which is very programmed and calculated, and there's a method to the madness. And then there's the actual preparations that are taking place behind the scenes, almost none of which we know about or hear about except what occasionally bubbles to the surface. Mm-hmm. If the Americans are signaling and warning, it's because they want, most likely, the ISIS fighters who have been safeguarding Mosul for so long to start to get away if they can, to minimize as much as possible what could be, in a worst-case scenario, a Stalingrad-like battle royale that takes place there once these Iraqi forces, with significant American help, finally launch their offensive.
Get them to run away first. Now, President Obama announced recently that the U.S. is deploying an additional 600 troops to Iraq to assist in this offensive. He's saying they're not combat troops, but the phrase slippery slope always comes up when you hear that U.S. troops are going to be advisors. What's the sense of what they will do?
The Iraqis need a lot of help on the aspects of running a military that do not include the actual combat with the enemy, although clearly they've needed a lot of training and assistance with that, too. They need help fusing intelligence from spies and aircraft and intercepts. They need help getting things, beans, bullets, and Band-Aids and so forth to forward positions so their fighters can use them in combat. And they need a lot of help from the air. And so the more than 5,000 American troops in Iraq and Syria today do those type of support jobs. Although, to be clear, they are also actually in contact with the enemy. They are releasing their weapons. They're shooting ordnance downrange. They're dropping missiles and bombs from their aircraft, clearly. And so even though the administration doesn't like to call it combat because that makes people uncomfortable, at least it makes them uncomfortable, there is some of that to the American presence there in both countries.
And always dangerous. What's the sense of what the fighting force will be like? We hear Iraqi troops, but also Kurds. Turkey's leader is saying, we're going to come and help too, even though they're being told, no, you're not. Who's waging this battle?
There's a lot of three-dimensional chess taking place in the Middle East right now. The Turks, for their part, are nervous about the degree to which the U.S. has strengthened pan-Kurdish forces across Syria and Iraq. The Iraqis don't have as much an interest in fighting that far north with the government forces, but the U.S. really wants Baghdad to be a strong federal state and have the former borders of Iraq endure throughout this conflict. And so all those forces are playing out at the same time as these Iraqi commanders with American help decide who actually will be in that force that does the attack. I don't know if anyone knows the answer to that question right now, but those are the factors that people are assessing as we get closer to the day, whenever it is.
And can we guess what the fighting might be like? Some are saying house to house, like the battle for Fallujah during the Iraq War, one of the bloodiest fighting for U.S. Marines in that war in 2004. And who's there? You know, when people are speaking to the people of Fallujah, I mean, rather Mosul, who's left?
Well, there are many civilians who could not get out for whatever reason. They've been living under the lash of this extremist so-called government since 2014, as you talked about at the top. And there are many ISIS fighters there, too. And in a best-case scenario, they could decide it's not worth it. They don't want to fight to the end, and they want to get out of the city and keep their force in being to fight elsewhere. And in a worst-case scenario, it could be one of those nightmarish scenarios where there is house-to-house fighting in the U.S., as it had to do in other places like Ramadi, Fallujah, Tikrit, some of these other cities, might have to basically destroy the city in order to save it, although no one hopes that happens.
Well, and you said the U.S., you know, underscoring again that while it's Iraqi and Kurdish troops on the ground, U.S. in the air, and perhaps on the perimeter. Phil Ewing, NPR's national security editor. Phil, thanks as always. We'll keep an eye on this. The retaking of Mosul scheduled to happen soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Phil.